Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Postmates for supporting Skim. When you need a red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., and a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10, Postmate it. For a limited time, get $100 of a free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Download the Postmates app and use the code SKIM. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Skim. This is Skim episode. I don't know what. I don't really keep track of the numbers, but we're back.
Skim episode. I don't know what.
Yep. It's Scott. It's Kim. We're in our kitchen today, although you're not cooking anything today.
I am cooking, actually. Things are in the oven cooking right now.
Something smells good.
Barbecue chicken wings, yeah. And I've got some pork loins going.
Wings? Like wing wings?
Well, no, chicken legs.
Oh, all right. With a big...
Half of the wing.
Oh,
I've got barbecue chicken legs going. We have family dinner tonight. And then I was going to make some pork loins because the oven's already hot and might as well get going on that.
Get the loins all up in there. The loins. So this is kind of a weird day. This is the first day of the next couple of days, which will mark the exit of your son, Nick, from our home.
That sounds like we're kicking him out. We're not.
You're out of here, buddy. No, we're not kicking.
He's found an apartment and is ready to move to the next level.
It just all happened very quickly. In fact, a week ago today, he was like, oh, I found a possible place. I'm going to go talk to him. I'm like, oh, cool. Let me know how that goes. And I thought it would be like just any other place where it takes forever to get it done and it's not going to be that quick. And
but they were looking for a roommate, so yeah. They needed someone in that third room.
Yeah, they needed to hurry up. The dogs were about to get loud. Let's see if we can get them to get loud here.
I'm just groaning over there.
I don't think they can hear
fighting.
It. They'd have to bark
pretend to hear it. Fighting, I guess.
Anyway, dogs being dogs. But anyway, so he got over there and it was such a cool, perfect fit and the money was right and everything else that he just was like, I'm doing it. So
it's really cool.
Filled out the application. They approved him. He's super stoked. He's got about 6 bins worth of his crap ready to move.
Yeah, he doesn't have that much stuff. Carter had a lot more stuff.
Carter was very trinkety. She had a lot of trinkets.
That's Carter, though.
Yeah. Just boxes of little things that mean something to her.
Nick's more of a minimalist. A lot of things he likes to do. And so he likes less things but nicer things.
Well, we say minimalist, but he's also got, 20 pairs of boots?
No, leather he doesn't boots. Have that many.
It's a lot.
He works at Red Wing. He really likes his boots.
He likes his boots. So he's going to have to move those, like his Imelda Marcos shoe collection.
Oh my gosh, it's not that bad. He just really gets into them. He gets into every time they have a new spring or summer catalog. He's like, oh my gosh, have you seen the new whatever they are?
Did he find out what internet he has?
No.
We think it's Google Fiber. It should be where he's going because they have it there.
Because it's downtown. Carter has that. She loves it.
Yeah, it's amazing. So if he gets that, I'm going to be mad at him.
You're just going to be jealous.
Well, with his roommates, it's only going to cost him like, $12? $13? Yeah. It's ridiculous how cheap it is.
Yeah.
And they still should have kept going. They stopped like nine roads that way.
They should be already here.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
But they're not gonna, I think, because they've stalled everywhere, not just here, like across the country.
Why, though?
Because their Wi-Fi stuff they're working on, which will do like extended, like huge range Wi-Fi style connection stuff. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's like 5G, but just stretches real far.
Mm-hmm.
They think that might be the future. The dogs aren't being that loud. They're fine. They're okay.
They make me crazy.
Kim wants to murder the dogs. You guys need to help me convince Kim that dogs are great.
I'm getting better. I'm trying harder. They just drive me crazy a little bit. I know. It's funny. And it's not like we don't have them because of it, obviously.
But they're just dogs. Like this thing they're doing right here, this is what they do. This is like me and you going to lunch. It's just a thing you do. They're just wrestling and...
I think if we made that noise when we went to lunch, people would kick us out of a place.
Well, she's biting her eye. Why?
Stop! You Rainer,
too. You're going to pull her eye out. Here, put him outside. Let him... Or kennel, I guess. Yeah. Kennel up. You're in trouble. That's right. Sit, stay, don't move.
All the commands at one time.
I learned
like, something. I don't know.
I learned something about dogs this week that I didn't know before. And I guess it's just like people, they're happier when they're clean. Aren't they?
Yeah, they are. These two dogs are.
Yeah.
We got them to the, well, one of them to the groomers and one just got a bath, but all the blankets got washed in their kennels and then I vacuumed behind there, which was a lot of hair. It was kind of
mm-hmm.
gross.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to find that in your grilled cheese sandwich.
So it's all clean now. And they're really happy.
This one went to the groomer and then started pooping everywhere.
Yeah, she kind of
She got nervous. Yeah. I think it's part of a couple of combo of things. I think she ate double the food that day because Rainer didn't finish her food. So I think she finished Rainer's food.
Probably.
I think that she was nervous because Rainer didn't go with her. Usually they do.
And then when we got there, the girl, to try to get her to go with her, gave her treats. And I don't think she was used to those. So... nervous stomach plus treats she's not used to, these little liver snacks.
Yeah.
I think she just, and she did. She sat in the corner for a while, then pooped and then rolled around in it apparently. The guy's like, can you come get her? I'm so sorry, but can you just come get her?
We're lucky he didn't charge us more.
Well, he didn't charge for the bath, just for the teeth cleaning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, does that mean she's still coated in poop?
He bathed her, but then she pooped again, but she didn't roll around in it that time. So he's like, I'm not even going to.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't get to dry her because she just kind of lost mm-hmm. her mind a little bit.
Well, they've been great since.
Like totally normal.
Totally chill, relaxing, chillaxing right now. Like they're loving it. They love their fresh, clean bedding. And
they do.
Got to wash these dogs
do it like
more
once
often.
A month, the bedding.
Yeah.
But by the time we get to it, the end of the month, oh my gosh.
Everyone needs their all anus the expressed on a regular basis. At least dogs do. I don't know.
At
about
least
people.
The dogs do.
Hey, do you want to have an email?
Sure.
I have one. We've you know Jeff Sire?
I do know Jeff. Love Jeff.
So that's a long one. Should I read this long one?
And Jen, his wife.
Yes, Jen. They're moving, by the way. They have a new house.
Really?
They've got. Yeah, it's very exciting. Jeff Sire wrote in. He went to the website to do this. You go to frogpants.com/skim, and there's a link that says contact, and boom, you're in. It says, Scott and Kim, my ex and I split up when Connor was 5. This is a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's now 28, so it's kind of an ancient history thing. Before I go any further, I just want to say that Humberta, good luck, Scott, is just like it looks. You got this, buddy, he says. So Humberta, do you think I got that right? Humberta?
Umberta?
It's not Umberta, is it?
I don't know. Good luck, Scott.
I don't want it to be Umberta. Anyway, he says it was a great, before I got any further, I want to say, that was her name. So it probably is Umberta.
Probably.
Was a great mom. One of our points of contention was parenting styles. Umberta would panic if Connor didn't want to eat, and it would turn meals into 2-hour-long tests of wills between them. My argument was that I've never heard of a kid starving themselves, and if he won't eat now, trust me, he'll be plenty hungry in 4 hours. I think that's true.
I think that's definitely true.
Our kids never really fought the eating. They're all eaters.
Yeah.
So, never really had that.
But I've seen a few kids that aren't.
You know, the elephant in the room we're missing here about Nick leaving is this is it. We're now empty nesters.
Yeah, weird. Huh?
How do you feel about that?
I think Jeff is too.
Are you struggling with that though?
A little.
A little?
A little of I've done a lot for my kids for literally there's been a kid in our home, at least one child, for 25 years.
Yeah, but you're going to
keep...
So that's
kind of... sort of defined me a little bit. Like, I've been the mom.
Yeah, it has.
So now it's like...
But you're still helping them all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's not that. I'm just saying that, like, now I'm like, I did a lot during the day. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, so for the first weekend I had him after we split, I told him there were rules at mommy's and rules at my place. Most of the rules would be the same, but some would be different. One that would be different was if he didn't feel like eating, there was no problem. I would wrap it up and we would put it in the fridge and he could have it next meal or no snack, but with no snacks in between. No arguing, bribery, or coercion. I would make stuff he liked. If he chose not to eat it, no problem.
I think that's a big factor, is making things they like, at least some of the things they like on the plate.
It can't all be Twinkies and hot dogs.
Well, no, but it also can't all be fish and, or like, fish stew or anything. If they hate fish.
That's true. So he says this. So that morning, nope, not hungry. So I ate while we talked at the table. After I wrap up the bacon and eggs, I put it in the fridge. We went to the park, hung out for a couple of hours. I said we would walk home and have an early lunch because he insisted otherwise. I figured he was getting hungry. On the way home, I wish I could do this now. I wish I could just pretend I'm not hungry now. On the way home, I stopped at McDonald's for a flurry, telling him all the running around had made me hungry for ice cream. In line, he asked if he could have some, and I reminded him of our deal. Very stoically, this little 5-year-old nodded and said he remembered. I ate the whole thing in front of him on the way home. This is great. I love this. Oh. This is dead on. While he was a picky eater for a long time, I never had that issue again at my place. I kept my side of the deal. Meals at regular times with stuff he liked. He kept his side. He didn't have to eat if he wasn't hungry or if he didn't need every speck of the meal. There were rare times when he said no, he wasn't hungry, and he would wait for the next meal. That was fine, too, and just kept me honoring my side of the agreement. Love the show. Really enjoy listening to you guys. Isn't it great having adult kids now?
Yes, it is.
I mean, is it?
I absolutely love that he ate the McFlurry in front of him.
You know what it is? I feel like I'm just lousy at dealing with all the other implications of this. Like, we're on the instance this morning recording that, and... it came up that Nick was moving because he's the town crier and we were talking about all that. And I realized the part I'm fine with is actually this big move for him. He's excited. It's good for him. It's independent. It's like all that stuff's great.
It's all in good favor. It's all happy and
my struggle is how did that go so fast?
Yeah.
Like my sense of time is completely broken.
It's a long time, 25 years. But then you think, oh my gosh.
I mean, the last...
by really fast.
The last 10 years... it's like a smoke. It's just smoke in the wind.
Yeah,
like,
you put up a video of Nick yesterday playing at a bowling alley when he was 9.
Yeah, I took him on a date when he was 9.
Oh my gosh, how long ago was that? But it just went by in a flash.
Yeah, and that was just 10 years ago, like this week. And to me, that was nothing. That was 5 minutes ago.
See, the hard part, though, is for parents, young parents now. I watched our daughter with her son, and it's... when is he going to be doing this? Or when is he going to, you know, do that? Or when he's down to this many naps, it'll be so great. But I think, oh my gosh, it's going to go by so fast. Don't stress over all these little tiny things that they're not going to be 5 years old and not walking yet. Mm-hmm. They're not going to not be sleeping at night. You know, it's all going to go by in a flash.
I mean, you tell them that, but...
but in the middle of it...
we were doing the same thing in the middle of it?
You do. You stress over all those
little
things.
Yeah, you don't have that perspective. It's kind of like how, you know, 10 years for Nick is his whole life. Like, that's everything.
What he remembers, yeah.
Me from 8 or 9 until 19, that is so long. Like, I look back on my time in those 10 years when I was his age, it was an eternity. And I know there's, like, science about how the reason we perceive time as shorter as you get older is because as you get older, you've experienced 5 decades, so 1 decade out of 5 is not that big a deal. But your first real decade of development... say 8 to 19, is enormous for the kid experiencing it. So for him, that represents everything from understanding other people, school, what does school mean, puberty, when that happens, why is that a nightmare? The, you know, all of that stuff is all crammed into that little
years,
decade.
Yeah.
And I look at that decade and go, well, we got this work done and this work done, and we got this far in the career. And
we got... this many nerdtaculars in that.
We moved once during that time, and you know, Like, you'd think about all these things and they seem much smaller. So,
well, that's what's cool about his moving now, because it's the big new adventure. It's the big, the first time he's not lived with us.
Yeah.
So it's like this huge change for him. Mm-hmm. For us, it'll be a huge change just because there's not another one going, well, I can focus on that one now.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
What are we going to do with this room?
It's going to be a guest room. Wendy's coming.
Well, that's right. My sister will be here. So we're going to have her stay here. That was supposed to be
a family wedding.
We're supposed to do a show with her on Thursday, but she is, the wedding is now on Thursday. So we don't know what's happening.
Oh, they've moved it a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who has a wedding on Thursday, but apparently my niece does. That's fine.
That's fine.
It's fine. It's not a problem. You do it when you want to do it there. Lexi and what's his name?
Tanner.
What's his last name? And not that we want to give their whole name out on the show.
I can't remember his last name.
I'm trying to see,
so it'll
if
be
Lexi,
her new last name.
Lexi Tanner. It doesn't work that way.
I think it's Bingham.
Bingham? Yes. Like the high school?
I think so.
There's a high school we used to rival with when I was a teenager called Bingham High. And they were all beat diggers.
Bingham High beat diggers.
Yeah, they were beat diggers, right?
I think.
Some locals are going to give me
Jordan
heat on this.
Jordan High School.
No, South Jordan. Or no, Jordan.
Jordan beat diggers. I don't know. You're not in high school anymore. I don't know.
We were the Brighton Bengals. We were the Brighton Bengals, and they were awesome. So keep that in mind.
I want to say it's Jordan.
Is it Jordan?
So Bingham is something else.
Miners.
Miners.
Bingham Miners, because there's copper mine out there.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. They were jerks is all I know.
Yeah, you're just going to put them all in one box. They were all
jerks. I'm just
going to
lump them all in. Anybody who wasn't Brighton High School, a bunch of a-holes. Every one of them.
What does all that right. make me? I wasn't at Brighton High School.
So I'm going to tell you about a thing that we like a lot. How do you feel about having things delivered to you instead of having to go out and find it all? Do you
it's
like it?
It's kind of the best.
It's pretty great. Well, other than your absolute best friends, who could you ask to bring you red wine at 4 p.m.? You don't really drink wine. So let's use, let's say Kim wants a Frappuccino thing. Who wants to bring that to Kim? Well, nobody. Sushi at 9. How about breakfast burrito at 8?
Oh, that's a good friend.
Postmates. That's who your friend is.
That's right.
Postmates will bring that stuff to you. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service you need. It isn't just food.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because you do, as like parents, mm-hmm. you need Pedialyte or ibuprofen for your kids in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. There's somebody driving around right now ready to go.
That's
at
so
a moment's
right.
notice. Anything you're craving, Postmates
can
deliver.
That's your best friend.
That's right. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S., offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery stuff, convenience stores, traditional retailers, anything you'd ever
you're
need.
You're telling me a 7-Eleven Slurpee
mm-hmm.
at 2 a.m., they'll bring me? Oh, that's such a good friend.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know how many days that is? That's holidays, too.
That's holidays, too.
We should use it on Christmas just to see how it goes. Anyway, Postmates will bring what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. I love this because, I mean, let's be honest. We're mostly going to use, or we do already use this stuff for food because that's the thing that we don't want to go out and worry about waiting for or getting in line for or whatever. But we got to start doing some of this other stuff like, we're all out of... Let's say we got food earlier and it was just a little much. We're all out of Pepto, honey. You want to run to the store? And you'll be like,
no,
nope, but
I
can get it through Postmates. They'll be here any minute. Anyway, for limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit to your first 7 days. That is amazing. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code SKIM. That's SKIM. The code is SKIM for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. When you download the Postmates app, get anything you need, anytime you need it, download Postmates and save with the code SKIM.
That's a lot of pizza and Pepto.
That's what I'm saying. I'm excited. Actually, don't get me too excited. I want Pepto. I don't want Pepto. I want pizza. I want pizza right now. Okay. Back to it. So, what was I just going to ask you?
Do we have another email today?
I have one from, I do have another one. You want to hear another one?
Yes.
Hold on. Here we go. This is from Paul Bramblett. Paul Bramblett.
Sorry, Paul.
Paul says, I saw the dogs.
Oh, it's
really?
To me.
Hey, quit arguing. They're arguing. Hey, Boomer, stop it. You too?
I know they're really just playing, but they get so rough.
I need to run them. Kim says, I saw the, he says this. Kim, this is to you.
This is to me.
Yeah, from Chef Paul. I saw the pic of your ramen, and it reminded me of my late mother's every Friday meal. We called it must go. All one word, must go. As in everything in the fridge must go.
Okay, I love that.
We would get all the leftovers from the previous week's meals. Keep this tradition alive at my restaurant with weekly must-go meals for employees. That's cool.
That's great.
I make a wicked potato salad and was wondering what your recipe is. I have a feeling from listening to you, you probably make it just without the recipe.
I do.
Have a good day. Women are like crock pots. Men are like hot pots, Chef Paul. I don't understand.
He's right. Chef Paul is correct. I don't really have a recipe. I do add a lot of...
She wings it.
I wing most of my recipes.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about that weird goopy thing you made the other day. Now, that wasn't your fault, but you put some kind of thickening agent in the...
Yes, I did. I used glucominin, and I don't use it very often, but I like it better than starch because it's not starch.
Glucominin?
Yes.
Is it a form of...
It's a powder.
Gluten?
It's a powder that... thickens things, and I used it, but I used too much of it, and it turned our stir fry into kind of...
It was gelatinous.
It was not gelatinous. It was more just like the vegetables were coated with like almost sliminess.
Yeah, like a seal.
It still tasted like the soy sauce and hoisin that I put in there, but it was just kind of a sticky...
Do you know when Bill Murray gets covered by slime in the Ghostbusters movies? It was like that, where he's just kind of digging
mouth,
out of it.
You're swimming around and all that.
And it was a bummer
dinner?
Because I love stir fry and it just made it so weird.
Yeah, but, it didn't work out.
Just a word of the warning out there. Don't use too much glutamine?
Glucominin.
Glucominin. That's not a word.
It is a word.
Glucominin. It was gluey. I'll give him that.
But my potato salad just has a lot of really good pickles and a lot of really good mustard.
Yeah, mustard's
the
key.
With the mayo and the salt and pepper. I just like a lot of flavor.
More mustard than mayo. Always go more mustard. Mustard wins every time.
And if you don't have Carter over, you can have lots and lots of little bacon bits in there.
That's true, because she won't eat the meats.
Really good.
Yeah. You know how Arby says, we have the meats. Carter says, I literally don't have the meats. So she says. You made something else the other day. It was really good. Oh, so your sister Sarah brings over this steak and says, hey, I got this steak I made. Make a stew out of it.
Well, she's on her way to work.
Yeah.
And she had made steak the night before. She's like, I have one left. Do you want to make some? And I was like, I have the potatoes and carrots. And she had the steak and the green beans. And so I made this fantastic beef stew. By the way, did have glucominin in that also.
Glucominin?
Yes. But I didn't use as much. There's a lot more broth than that.
What's the fat you get on your legs? What's that called?
The fat you get on your legs.
Yeah, what's that called when you're like all cottage cheesy? What's that called?
Cottage cheesy.
No, it's a name for the... For the fat.
I can't remember.
Gluteus.
That's your butt.
Gluten. No. Oh, what's that called?
Oh, this is good stuff.
You've got bad...
Cellulite.
Okay, it's not the right word.
Nothing at all. Like that. That had glucominin in, but it was the right amount because it had a lot of broth. That was my problem.
That was an incredible stew. It was very, very good. And I wouldn't even have known that stuff was in there because it was the right amount.
Right.
It was really good. And Kim used this bouillon that looked like sand.
It's the better than bouillon. It's that creamy stuff.
Ugh.
And you just add water to it.
Can you imagine eating like a spoon of that?
It's really, really salty. It tastes really good, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it was good in the stew, but as a thing standalone, I couldn't do that. Although, okay, when I was young, and my dad owned a couple of arcades and he owned some laundromats. And in these laundromats and arcades, he had one of those soup/hot cocoa maker things.
Oh my.
So it's a big machine and you would choose and it would poop out the little Dixie style cup that had playing cards on it. That was always a thing. And then you would make whatever you wanted. And one of the options was like hot beef soup or something. It was really just that. Just bouillon and hot water.
Like, did it have
no
noodles,
chunks, nothing.
Nothing.
Nope. Just clear broth. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it was like a bouillon cube
and
really hot water. But man, I love that.
I think you would like this then.
Well, let's
you
make
just
me
don't
a
know.
Hot. Let's make me a hot thing. I would do that in the morning, just as a beefy morning drink. Does that sound good?
No.
Oh, it does to me. But then I ate cream of chicken on my way to school.
That's true.
High,
and I had grits and eggs and bacon.
It wasn't good.
Or pancakes.
I love that a chef who owns a restaurant is listening to us. That's amazing.
Thank you, Chef Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Bramblett. What's the name of your restaurant? I would love to know. And then next time we're wherever you live, we'll go there.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the other thing. And Kim won't believe me when I say this, but now that we are empty nesters, I'm going to start planning some fun little trips.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Around the country of the United States, because there's a lot of places I haven't been. I'd love to go to Lexington, Kentucky. I'd like to go to New Hampshire sometime. Never been. I'd like to go.
You've been to New York, even.
I've never been to New York. I've been to Chicago. I've been to Florida. I've been to
Milwaukee. Was really cool.
Milwaukee.
Carter and I. No, Taylor and I went there.
I've been there.
You've been to Milwaukee.
I went to, when I went to Chicago, I went to Milwaukee. Saw a Brewers game.
We went to Ohio last year. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Ohio's cool. Oh, yeah, I liked it there. Columbus was great, man. I would almost live there. But probably not. And then, I mean, I like where we're at. But I want to start doing that more. And that is maybe a little easier now. Although now we still have these two dogs. That's the other thing.
It's
Nick's moving out.
Harder.
He's not taking his damn dog with him.
Stop. He can't. Not yet.
Because they won't take him where that is. But wasn't that the whole point, was to get the dog, and then he would take the dog with him? Is he here right now? He's asleep. I'm not ripping. I'm just saying,
no,
wouldn't it be great to take the dog?
He's planning on doing that for the next place he finds, which he has a couple of buddies he's planning on moving with. They will make sure that there's a way to do that.
Do you think she has any idea that we're talking about her right now?
No. She's just laying there in the sun.
Rainer
Love and life.
Rainer hasn't been a single pet in a while. Look at her ears go up. What? Food? Walk? Food? Walk? Anyway.
Oh, she really got excited about that
yeah,
word.
Yeah, she did. All right, let's see if I got one more here. Is this the one? Oh. Yeah, this one is about the chicken tea recipe.
Yes.
This is from Matthew. He says, it's actually on TMS, I mentioned it, but on TMS 1874, you mentioned your wife is making chicken tea. My wife loves brothy soups, and I thought this would be a good one to make. I tried searching for recipes online, but the only one I found was behind a paywall. Could you share the recipe and a link, please? So it's pretty easy. Tell them what you do.
Yeah, so it was a 8 to 12 hour bring your chicken and all the things you put in a normal stock up to a simmer.
Yeah.
And it just cooked all day. It was two whole chickens in the recipe I was sent, though. So right. It was a really big batch. So I have...
It's a huge pot with two big chickens.
14 pints of broth plus two really big Ziploc bags, which I'm going to use to make our jambalaya next week for Mardi Gras.
For Mardi Gras, yeah.
But I will put... I'll try to get the recipe up. I was sent that by another fan that... it was just a great recipe, and it turned out so good. And it was kind of a clear... really pretty tea looking tea colored broth.
Yeah, it was nice.
Which was nice.
I would
it's
love
a lot
like
of screening,
I said
but
a hot brothy sipping thing. I would love that.
Sounds like his wife does too.
Yeah. In fact, why aren't we doing that right this second? Why isn't that happening?
Because we already had tea this morning.
Oh, okay. That was good. Did you do the cinnamon again?
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. I liked it.
Anything with cinnamon, Scott loves.
I think that's all the emails. Let me just make sure that this isn't one. Oh, no, there's another one.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is cool. Okay, William from Slidell, Louisiana. Thing. Did we do this one already? I don't think so. February 11th? No.
That is the chicken tea recipe.
Oh, is this the one?
Because it's from Slidell. Yep.
Rollins. It's basically pork belly coffee. No, this is different.
Oh.
All right, says he says another recipe for skim. I wanted to share with you another recipe I love, and it's perfect for cold weather. It's called Rollins. Rions, as I'd say. It's a French word. It's basically pork belly coffee, a.k.a. pork belly slow simmered in pork fat with garlic and other seasonings. I like to add cayenne pepper, Tabasco sauce, smoked paprika, and melted lard so it has a nice kick to the pork.
Wow.
Sounds terrible for me, but good.
So good.
Yeah. It can be eaten with warm or eaten warm with collard greens and mushed potatoes. Or
oh,
cold, like
I
a yummy snack
greens.
And pure pork goodness. Mm. It's a very traditional French provincial cooking thing that was originally done to preserve the meat and have it last longer. But now it is just a really delicate, decadent way to make pork belly that is forgotten in the modern culinary world. I love pork belly of all
wow,
kinds.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Huge fan. I also have a recipe for Dick Rillet. The Adventures of Dick Rillet. That's amazing. So I have to send that next. It's a very French way of preserving duck confit. Oh, remember that? We had that in those those tacos we had at Taqueria 27. Anyway, and it goes well with anything pickled. Well, I'm in on both of these ideas.
Love a good pickled onion.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that is a different recipe than we had before, so we'll have to get some out there.
Man, I forgot how many emails we got this week.
That's awesome.
I got another Jeff Sire, but I'm saving it for next week because he only gets one per episode. Jeez, Jeff. Just kidding. All right. I think that's about it for us. Anything else you want to talk about or do?
Tuesday is Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I may take a recorder around and do a little, like, ask people what they think of stuff.
You should.
Yeah, be fun.
There'll be a lot of people over there. Just a lot of friends and neighbors. We do it over at Sarah and Steve's house and have jambalaya and red beans and rice and really great king cake.
Ooh,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, everyone loves a king cake.
Everybody loves a king cake.
Except me, because I can't eat those anymore.
We'll have to find a way.
I mean, I could have a little, maybe.
Maybe we'll find a way.
Trying to be
make you one that's good.
Problem is, here's what they need to do. They need the A1C test that I had to take. They need to figure out a way, and there are people working on trying to get this passed through the FDA, but ways of doing it at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why you got to go in and do full labs for that stuff. You should be able to just, my watch should prick my wrist every 2 days and just tell me how I'm doing.
Is that what you want?
I want a watch prick. That's what I want. I want a little needle in there that goes, and checks glucose, checks sugar levels, checks, I don't know, what else is in my blood.
Whatever you need to know when things aren't well. But you'd also don't want to have to do it, have it attached to you all the time. I mean, that's hard.
No, I don't want that.
But anyway,
it's like having a
feeding
tube.
Tuesday is Mardi Gras. We're going to have really good food. That's the only thing we got going on.
So expect an episode right around then.
Yeah.
And I think that night you and I should go see Birds of Prey because we haven't seen enough movies lately.
That's true.
That
we
movie
really
looks
haven't.
Cool. I think we'd like it. We should go see Birds of Prey, you and me.
Okay.
Now that we're on this new, hey, we're alone, we can date again mode. You know, so when's the kids coming today, actually?
Kids are coming this afternoon. Okay. Carter has a dentist appointment. I'm going to take her to that, and then I'll pick up Taylor on the way home and Van, and then Dylan will show up.
Carter still
work.
Refuses to drive, so.
And that's okay.
Sometimes we do little favors for driving her around. There she was the one that said, I'll never need a car. I'll never have anything happen where I'll need a car. Oh, yeah,
well,
really, right?
If she changed dentists, that would be the case.
I guess
she
could Uber it or something. It's not that
totally she
big
would.
A deal, but you're her Uber today.
Yes.
Get a big tip. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening and watching. Not really watching. I guess they're just listening. And
thanks for listening and thanks for sending the emails. Those are always fun.
Yeah, they're great. Keep them coming. Send them. Just go to the website. Go to frogpants.com/skim. There's a little contact link. Send it. I would love to read them here on the show, just like the ones we did today. If you have recipes, thoughts, feelings, comments, we don't care.
Ideas.
You can,
whatever.
If you don't like us, you can yell at us. I don't care. Somebody somewhere doesn't like us.
And that's fine.
We haven't heard from them yet.
Don't listen to us then.
I'm sure, but I'd like to hear why they don't like us. Why not?
Okay.
I'm in that mode lately where I want to understand people.
You want to fight.
That looks like
on your hands, it sounds like.
That seems bad, doesn't it? You guys don't want to know what I just showed Kim. It doesn't look right. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic day. See you next time.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.